It's the day after here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook, the Hall of Famer. And another tough loss for the Eagles on Sunday. And we're here to talk about just that and the Eagles' picture at 4-4 at the midway point here. Brian, first, your reaction to a loss at the New York Giants that drops the Eagles to 0-3 in this NFC East. Another case of just close enough to lose.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes frustrating. And when you talk about as a team that you're just close enough to lose, you look at all the missed opportunities this team had yesterday, the errors in judgment on some of the things on the back end of our defense. These are the things that good teams, those mistakes, they don't make. Unfortunately, we're making those mistakes. We have to be better. We have to coach better. We have to play better. And until we do that, we will continue to struggle.
Yeah, and the schedule certainly doesn't get any easier with the red-hot Atlanta Falcons coming to town on Sunday. We've got a lot to get to on the show. First, though, let's get you caught up with everything happening in Philadelphia today. Doug Peterson meeting the media. It's our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. Well, the Eagles lost another tough NFC East matchup yesterday as they fell to 0-3 in the division and 4-4 overall after Sunday's 28-23 loss at the hands of the New York Giants. Today we heard from Eagles head coach Doug Peterson, and among the many topics that he discussed was the Eagles' running back rotation, where he explained that Darren Sproles is likely the number one back moving forward.
Well, right now, yeah, by stats and by what you're seeing, I would say that Darren is the number one back right now. You know, Ryan is still a big part. You saw the touchdown run he had yesterday, and Kenyon had a nice run. Wendell had a nice run, so it's still a little bit of the running back by committee. Obviously, we haven't hung our hat on one guy, but we tend to lean more towards Darren Sproles. It's hard to take him off the field right now.
Peterson was also asked about the Eagles' wide receiver situation, specifically in regards to rookie Bryce Treggs, who caught two passes for 69 yards on Sunday and nearly broke free for a touchdown on a 58-yard pass from Carson Wentz. And Doug Peterson said today that he expects Treggs to be more involved in the offense moving forward.
You know, I think that obviously he went into this game. He was very excited to play, obviously, a first time to be active, and he had two big catches for us. Obviously, the explosive play down the field, and I think you'll see, you know, more of a role for him, you know, at least in the coming weeks.
Peterson also gave an injury update today, saying that left guard Alan Barber, who has been dealing with a hamstring injury, is still being monitored, and they'll see if he's able to go during this week in practice. The good news for the Eagles is that defensive tackle Benny Logan, who has been dealing with a groin injury, is scheduled to practice on Wednesday, so we'll see if he's able to go throughout the week and then play in Sunday's game against Atlanta. And with your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.
Brian, Doug Peterson is certainly in the spotlight here. And after three games when the Eagles were 3-0, everybody praised him for his aggressive play calling, for going for it on fourth down. The Eagles at 1.5 of 5 on their fourth down conversions during the season. That has changed. How does Doug handle it? How do you think he's handled it so far?
It's always a tough spot as a coach. You know, when you make the decision and you go for it on fourth down, if you get it, of course, it's a great decision. If you don't convert on fourth down, then it's a terrible decision. And so as a coach, you just have to make the right decision, the decision that you think is right. In every game, every situation is different. If you don't think their offense can come back and score against you, then you probably want to go for it on fourth down. If you're a little bit scared and weary of their offense, then you probably want to kick the field goal and take those types of points. You know, if you're the coach, you know, when you win, everyone's praising you. When you lose, no one loves you. Everyone's blaming you. Everyone wants you out of town. That's just the price. That's just the cost of being a coach. Doug has to continue to be consistent, continue to teach this team. And if he does that, I think he'll be okay.
He talks about going for it on fourth downs as a way of showing confidence in his players. Is that the case?
Well, I think part of it is playing. It does show the confidence that he has in his players. The other part is that, you know, there's a negative side to it as well. If you don't get it, then that confidence that you're trying to instill in your guys, it goes the other way. So the pendulum does swing the other way. That's the hard part about going for it on fourth down. And here's the other part. You're giving the ball to the other team. You don't get any points. And they have pretty decent field position. And so they're starting going the other way. And that confidence, that momentum that you were trying to get, the other team has it at this point.
Good stuff there. So much more to get to on Eagles 360. We're going to look back at that loss to the Giants. The offense, of course, the special teams breakdown. Yeah. And we'll also assess the Eagles at the midway point of this 2016 regular season. But when we return to Eagles 360, we start with Jim Schwartz and his defense. Stung by some turnovers early, the Eagles couldn't get stops when it counted in the third loss in the NFC East for the Eagles this season. It's Eagles 360. We're coming right back.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce, and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dunkin's sweet black pepper bacon sandwich is back with twice the crispy caramelized peppered bacon. Experience a breakfast sandwich made for bacon lovers. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, and we're talking about the defense in the 28-23 loss to the New York Giants. Disappointing, Brian, that the defensive line did not dominate the line of scrimmage and really make things tough for Eli Manning.
We've said it since the beginning of the season. This defense will go as this defensive line goes. If these four front guys get pressure on the quarterback and change things, similar to the way that they did against Sam Bradford, even though we blitzed just a bit, if that defensive front dominates the game, then it makes it easy on Nolan Carroll. It makes it easy on Leodis McKelvin in the back end. Unfortunately, they're not playing up to that level that we need them to play. We started paying these guys. They have to start playing the way that they're getting paid.
Yeah, and there's no question that if you don't win up front, a secondary that has been piecemealed here a little bit in the offseason really struggles. Now, overall, a pretty good job against Odell Beckham Jr. 10 targets, 4 catches, but 2 of those catches go to the house as the Giants jump out to a 14-0 lead and then come back. Just a couple of big drives there, one in the second half after the Eagles scored to start the third quarter. Brian, this defense relies so much on the front. Jim doesn't want to blitz. But now you look ahead just for a moment here. We will shortly. The Atlanta Falcons coming to town. And it's the most dynamic passing attack in the NFL. Yeah. Jim's got his hands full this week again.
Well, a couple things. You can't have the miscommunications on the back end. That's the one thing, no matter who you're playing against. Even if it was, you know, Brian Westbrook's flag football team, if you have miscommunications on the back end, you will always suffer. Now, you talk about this game coming up. You can't afford to send guys. You can't afford to send more than 2 guys blitzing because now you're taking guys out of coverage. And you have Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu running down the field, and Matt Ryan has one of the best arms in the league. You just can't afford to do that. So it's going to be imperative that these front four find a way to get the pressure on the quarterback. And Matt Ryan will be there. He's one of those guys that he can move around just a little bit, but he will give you some opportunities to find him 6 yards, 7 yards behind the center, and they have to take advantage of that.
On Sunday, the special teams also had some ups and they had a big down. Darren Sproles nearly took it to the house, which would have set a franchise record. Should have cut it up inside.
That's right.
But it's easy. I was sitting in the press box. I'm thinking, this is so easy. Cut inside. Instead, he stayed on the sideline and was stopped short. Ultimately, that drive failed to produce any points. But a big play happening for the Eagles in the second quarter. A field goal block, a breakdown on the right side of the protection. And, Brian, you can't afford, as we all talked about, these fourth down opportunities, and we'll talk about that in the next segment here. When you line up for a field goal, it's not automatic. You've got to give Caleb Sturgis some protection, and the Eagles didn't do that.
Missed opportunities. Again, missed opportunities will come back and haunt you. At some point, you have to make sure that if you have the opportunity to score a field goal, you have to score it, especially against a team that has 3 good receivers like the Giants have and a quarterback that's willing to throw the ball down the field. You can't miss those types of opportunities. for this football team, when you look at the team, we're a decent team. We're not great. You have a small window of opportunity, a small window that you can't miss. If you get outside of that window, then you lose those types of opportunities. You lose football games, and missing field goals, getting blocked, those types of things, they lose you football games. This team can't do that.
Yeah, there are certain benchmarks that the Eagles have to hit each game, and they're not hitting them, losing four of their last five games. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. We're talking about the offense. Where is it? Carson Wentz through eight games, a little progress report on him. And the red zone woes and third down problems continue for the Eagles. Maybe we have some solutions when we come back on Eagles 360. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Toyota Player of the Week to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive nonstop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
My God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, Marvin, let's give him a walk.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete. Especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for two K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360. We come your way every Monday through Friday right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official team app. The offense did a lot of good things, Brian, on Sunday. Once again, they moved the football. They put up big yards. Carson Wentz, a career high in passing yards and passing attempts. But two big turnovers early lead to New York's first 14 points. And then late in the game, where it all fell apart again in the red zone, the Eagles fail from first and 10 on the 17-yard line to put the ball in the end zone. What's happening on third downs? What's happening in the red zone?
Well, on third downs, it's easy. If you stay on target on first and second down, so now that you're a third and manageable, we're talking about third and four or less, now you have a defense that doesn't understand whether you're going to run the football or pass the football. That's an effective third down situation. But you have to, in order to do that, you have to be effective on first and second down. Unfortunately for this football team, too many times they're in third and long. You can't be in that situation repeatedly. Again, missed opportunities on first and second down will leave you in third and long, and they can't afford to be in those types of situations.
Brian, what's the key to scoring touchdowns in the red zone?
You have to have the targets. You have to have accurate throws. In the red zone, you have smaller windows. So those throws have to be on target. They have to be absolutely accurate. In the red zone, you have to have lower throws. Those high throws are bad throws. You have to have lower throws. It was a situation in the game where Carson was trying to get DGB in the end zone. He threw the ball a little high. In that situation, you got to throw it low, allow him to use his body going towards the ground to catch the football. Unfortunately, we weren't able to capitalize there.
Tell me what you've seen of Carson Wentz through eight games, the good, the not so good, and what he really needs to work on.
You know, there's been points in the game where he makes great throws. I mean, he absolutely steps into his throw down the field, 20 yards, great throws. Then there's other times where he underthrows receivers. He has bad mechanics. He can be better. One of the things I saw when Nick Foles started to struggle here a couple years ago was that his mechanics got bad. Carson Wentz, as a young quarterback, has to be very close to this quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator, to make sure that his mechanics stay good. Even though he's struggling, even though he may get some pressure here and there, his mechanics have to stay good if he wants to be a quality quarterback.
Brian, the running game, which started out so well this season with all four running backs getting touches, it's kind of been hit or miss since then. And one of the players who's certainly been hit or miss, Ryan Matthews, has a nice touchdown run. And then we don't hear anything from him at all. What's your sense of what's going on with Ryan?
Consistency. I mean, I think when you start dropping the football, and Deuce is very sensitive to that. He was a guy that taught me when I first got here, if you don't hold onto the ball, you're going to be on the bench. And unfortunately for Ryan Matthews, he's had trouble holding onto the football. But being a consistent player is not only holding on to the ball. It's about when you're in there blocking well, catching the ball out of the backfield, and running with power and passion the way that we think that Ryan Matthews can. I don't think we're getting that type of effort every single down from Ryan Matthews. And until he does, Deuce is going to keep him on the bench.
The bright spot in Sunday's loss was Bryce Treggs, two catches, the big 58-yarder. Speed is very apparent as you move forward with Bryce Treggs, and you want to incorporate him into the offense, and you understand that the defense now has some tape on him. How can you use him?
Well, defense is, at this point, no. Bryce Treggs comes in the game. He's going deep. We have to defend that. But that's a good thing. They know that he's going to go deep. Now you can take a guy or two away from that defense because Treggs is going to go deep, and we can slide Zach Ertz in underneath him. And they did that a couple of times in this past game. I think if you do more things like that, you continue to allow him to learn that route tree. I think he can be an effective player. At least he puts some pressure on the defense. They have to respect the speed. They have to respect the arm that Carson Wentz has. And we've shown already we're willing to throw the ball deep. We just need more opportunities. I think Bryce Treggs opens up this offense just a bit.
Okay. That's our look at the Eagles' offense from the 28-23 loss to the New York Giants. In our next segment here on Eagles 360, we're going to look ahead at the second half of the season. Five home games of the eight remaining games. Can the Eagles make a playoff run in 2016? We'll talk about it when we come back.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360. As we take a look ahead, add some things to come for the Philadelphia Eagles. Beginning Sunday, the second half of the season starts with the 6-3 Atlanta Falcons coming to town with that big-time offense, great passing attack, and a defense that's a lot better than it was a year ago. I look at it like this. Last year, Falcons jump out and then start to lose. Boy, it's very similar. They're like the Eagles, but a year more mature.
Yeah, they've done a great job. The one thing that the Falcons have, they have some playmakers on the outside. They have some guys that can threaten the defense. But you're right. They were okay last year. They started out great, and then they came back to the pack. That is a great example. I think for us in this game, it's going to be critical that our front four finds a way. It's going to be critical that they find a way to get out to the quarterback. And offensively, you can't miss those opportunities, and it's important that you have touchdowns instead of field goals.
No.
We have to put the ball in the end zone and not be worried about kicking field goals.
I just would like to know what the formula is in the red zone. I know you have to be more precise. I know you have to be more physical. I know you have to have big targets.
Yeah.
But there are some teams that just do it, and there are some teams that do not do it.
That's true. And that comes down to executing. that comes down to having the right playmakers, and that comes down to making sure that when you're in those situations, you understand we have to get in. We don't have a choice. This is what we have to do. And some of those points, we're not doing a very good job right now for our team.
The Atlanta Falcons averaging 34 points per game, allowing 29 points per game. Brian, can the Eagles win a shootout with this offense?
You know, I think we can. I think we can score points against this team. And I think because our defense is very opportunistic, we do find a way to get an interception, Jordan Hicks. We find a way to make some plays, Nolan Carroll. We have an opportunity. And Matt Ryan will give you some chances as well. And so when you're playing at home, it's a different football team. When we played against the Pittsburgh Steelers, it was a different football team. When we played against the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings, a different football team. This team hasn't been home in a couple weeks. I know they will be happy to be back in front of our home crowd. Hopefully they'll get that energy that we need to find a way to win.
And jump out early rather than trying to come out of a
start.
Big hole.
I mean,
we've seen it at
home.
Slow
too many times.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. The Eagles' first three games of the season put points on the board on their first drive. Do it in Dallas as well.
That's right.
And there you look up in the fourth quarter, 10-point lead. Unfortunately, the Eagles just could not close. And that has been a consistent theme, the Eagles not closing since that first three-game stretch. It was so impressive. It seems like a million years ago.
Long ago.
Yeah, a long season ahead.
But here's the thing, though, Dave. Yeah. They can find a way to get it back.
Yes, agreed.
You know, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear it, and a lot of people have said it, but we're not that far. A couple miscues here and there, a couple situations that we can take advantage of, and then we're right in some of these football games. This team is still a built into the building process, but we have room to win. We still can win some of these games. We eliminate some of the mistakes, some of the missed opportunities. I think we win some of these football games.
I like to hear that. A big final eight games ahead. A lot of opportunities for the Eagles. The playoff picture wide open in the NFC East. We've got one more segment to go here on Eagles 360. We'll set you up with what's ahead when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Acme. Shop the Eagles item of the week all season long, and you can enter for a chance to win one of several prizes, including Eagles tickets, Acme shopping sprees, or a chance for your child to be the kickoff kid at an Eagles game.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Are you feeling all right, baby?
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. Let's begin with our Amorosos on the menu. Look at what's ahead for Tuesday. Head coach Doug Peterson in studio with me. We'll take a look around the NFC East where the Eagles sit at the bottom of the division. Ouch. And Glenn Mack now comes in with his five takeaways from the tough loss in New York. Amorosos, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Well, Brian, we are halfway through the season. If I could take you back to August, to September early, did you think 4-4 would be the right spot for the Eagles?
You know, I think, honestly, even if I didn't think we were going to start 3-0, number one. But at this point in the season, if you told me before the season you lose your starting quarterback through a trade and you have a rookie playing and you have a rookie head coach, which you understand is going to be some mistakes, is going to be some growing pains, if you told me at midway we were 4-4, I would be pretty happy. unfortunately, just the way that we got to 4-4, just because we started out 3-0, and then we lose a lot of games, and you know, one out of five games you win. That's the part that you're saying, okay, we're a better team than that. We have to find a different way. That's the part that you kind of worry about, the 4-4. Are we going the opposite way? Instead of the way that we need to go, we're going the opposite way. We can do better. We can play better. We're in some of these games. We have to make better decisions. And if we talk about coaching, it's also about playing and executing. If it comes down to all those things, you can fix those things. Starts in practice. Doug Peterson can get it done.
And a little home cooking on Sunday certainly will help this football team. The Eagles salute to service game on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Brian Westbrook, great job. Thanks for coming in. Once again, our Monday co-host, we love having him. Dave Spadaro here. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. Everyone, have yourselves a great Eagles Day.